This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden says that he will stick with his August 31st deadline for finishing a U.S.-led evacuation of Americans, at-risk Afghans, and others. He said the longer troops remain at the airport, the greater risk of attacks by terror groups. The decision opens him up to criticism for caving to the Taliban, who say they will not permit the evacuation to go on longer, and to the prospect that some people who want to leave will be left behind. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the major industrialized nations will not recognize the Taliban government unless it guarantees people can leave the country. The Taliban's main spokesman said on Tuesday that it expects a foreign evacuation from Kabul to be completed by the end of the month, urging Afghans to stay to help rebuild their country. In a news conference that continued the conciliatory messaging about the movement since its lightning seizures of Kabul on August 15th, the spokesman said the focus was on clearing up and improving security. He said the movement had not agreed on an extension of the August 31st deadline set by the United States to pull out of Afghanistan. It wanted all evacuations to end by that date. He added that crowds thronging outside the airport could go home and their security would be guaranteed, and he called on the United States not to encourage trained Afghans to leave their country. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris's trip to Singapore to Vietnam was delayed several hours Tuesday by an investigation into two possible cases in Hanoi of the so-called Havana syndrome. Syndrome is a name for a rash of mysterious health incidents first reported by American diplomats and other government employees in the Cuba capital. This is VOA News. A few weeks into the new school year, growing numbers of U.S. districts have halted in-person learning or switched to hybrid models because of rapidly mounting coronavirus infections. The setbacks in mostly small rural districts that were among the first to go back are dampening hopes for a sustained widespread return to classrooms after 2 years of schooling disrupted by the pandemic. More than 80 school districts or charter networks have closed or delayed in-person schooling in at least one entire school in more than a dozen states. Others have sent home whole grade levels or asked half of their students to stay home on hybrid schedules. The number of new coronavirus cases each day in Israel is nearing the record set in January. The government reported Tuesday that 9,831 new cases had been registered a day earlier, the highest count since the record of more than 10,000 new cases was set in mid-January. The number is notable because more than 5.5 million of Israel's 9.3 million people have received two doses of the vaccine, one of the fastest vaccination drives in the world. In recent weeks, the Delta variant has driven a surge of new infections and with it new restrictions. Nearly 1.6 million have received the third jab. The U.S. Supreme Court is refusing to block a court ruling ordering the Biden administration to reinstate a Trump-era policy that forces people to wait in Mexico while seeking asylum in another country. With the three liberal justices in dissent, the court said Tuesday that the administration likely violated federal law in its efforts to rescind the program informally known as Remain in Mexico. And the federal judge in Texas had previously ordered the program reinstated last week. Both he and the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals refused the administration's request to put the ruling on hold. Justice Samuel Alito ordered a brief delay to allow the full court time to consider the administration's appeal. Rolling Stones drummer Charlie Watts has died at the age of 80. The publicist Bernard Doherty said that Watts passed away peacefully in a London hospital earlier, surrounded by his family. Unshakable drummer helped anchor one of rock's greatest rhythm sections for more than half a century and used his day job to support his enduring love of jazz. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.